2004年度第3回実用英語技能検定1級二次試験面接。午前の部。
A. Is the gap between the haves and have-nots increasing? Yes, I think this gap is increasing. Although it's difficult to actually see this phenomenon happening around us, I tend to believe it for two main reasons. Firstly, every now and then this topic appears in the news, and I hear or read reports that say that statistically the rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer. Secondly, it appeals to my sense of logic that this should be the case. They say that it takes money to make money. I think that in this global marketplace, where people can move money around quickly and invest it in different parts of the world, it is easier to see returns on your investment than it used to be. Even if the economy in your own region is not doing well, you can always find countries, property markets, or industries elsewhere that are booming. The rich, who are brought up in this high-tech environment, are well positioned to take advantage of this and increase their wealth. But the poor and disenfranchised are left out. They lack the money for education in the first place, and so find themselves trapped in a poverty cycle that they cannot break out of.
B. Should companies reward individual employees for outstanding contributions? When a company rewards an employee for superior work, everybody wins and no one loses. Let me explain that. The employee obviously benefits from the reward, whether it is a monetary gift or some other formal recognition. But the company benefits in numerous ways too. For example, the employee himself will likely continue his or her hard work or even be spurred into greater productivity. Similarly, colleagues will see for themselves how hard work is acknowledged and appreciated, and this will lead them to aim for the same recognition too. This will improve the staff's morale. Coupled with the ownership that workers will feel within the company, this can only improve the quality of work the company derives from its employees. There are, however, several notes of caution for companies that carry out such a policy. If an individual is rewarded for work that was carried out by a team, or was made possible as a result of teamwork, then others will feel unfairly treated. Therefore, they must be very careful to award prizes in a way that does not cause resentment. Alternatively, they should also consider creating rewards for outstanding team contributions as well.
D. Are computer games blurring the line between the real and virtual worlds? I was amazed when I recently discovered that virtual possessions, which only exist in online computer games, are being bought and sold using real money on internet auction sites. This is just one example of how the line between the real and virtual worlds is being crossed, and I think it is a sign that there is more to come in the future. Some people, especially teenage boys or young men, seem particularly susceptible to online gaming. They get caught in a cycle where the virtual world becomes ever more attractive. Players can create characters that become heroes, so they begin to leave their own comparatively mundane lives behind and immerse themselves in the game even more. When players identify with their virtual characters so strongly, it is bound to create social problems. There was a case in South Korea not long ago where one man killed another man over a virtual sword. Apparently, when their virtual characters in an online game had a dispute over this magic sword, the dispute carried over into the real world. In the virtual world, the character can simply be resurrected, or the player can start the game again. In the real world, the consequences of our actions are far more serious.